If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. I believe pretty soon we should just change the name of Spirit Airlines to UFC Airways because fights seem to break out all the time.
Oh, man.
By far, I think we could say there are more flights on or off of Spirit Airlines than any other American airline. Wouldn't that be a fair statement? Yes.
Flights or fights?
Fights.
Fights.
Yes. Yeah. Did I say flights? I meant
yes.
Fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are more fights associated with Spirit Airlines.
I like the concept, man. You want first class? Come and get it from me. Come and get it for me. Come and get it from me.
Yeah.
You want first class?
Attention, Spirit passengers. James Campbell has first class.
Yeah.
Unless you can fight him for it.
I think I want to sit in first class tonight.
That guy looks really scary. I think I'm gonna fly coach this time, sir. Yeah, enjoy the warm towel and cookies.
Yeah, you can always decide.
Can we get this man a mimosa, please?
Yeah. Sometimes you just decide not to fight.
Wow, James folded fast.
Yeah, I was not expecting that guy to want first fight.
Oh, no.
The latest fight shows two Spirit Airlines passengers brawling inside Detroit's Metro Airport. I guess they got into a dispute on the plane, and the fight started once they got off. And here's the story from WJBK Fox 2. Take a listen.
Just this morning here at the North Terminal, inside two passengers in some kind of altercation, a police report was taken. It doesn't quite compare to what you're about to see. 2 weeks ago, two passengers in an all-out brawl. They, of course, garnered quite an audience, and one happened to be recording. Take a look.
Oh, no. See, this is James. This is why you don't fight that guy, James.
Oh. Oh, shoot.
And that happened here.
Wow. And no one's stopping it?
No.
Earlier
this month,
four gates down from a TSA security checkpoint, a brawl breaks out outside of a Spirit Airlines gate.
Did you say outside of Spirit?
Yeah.
That's why. Okay, that is a linebacker. I feel like he should have picked somebody his own size. He literally tore him up.
A spokesperson for Detroit Metro Airport says an issue on board a flight turned into a fight once they got off.
We're too grown to be outside acting like this. We're falling and rolling around on the ground. People got kids. They're all traveling. We're trying to make it home safe.
The video goes on for about a minute before passengers break it up. It's unclear at what point an official responded. The suspect was cited for assault, but the spokesperson we talked to didn't say who he was in the video.
I know their job is pretty tough. I've done security before, too. But
it looks like it.
Somebody should have been there trying to break it up.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the peace, something.
It's the second time this year chaos captured on video at the North Terminal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah.
In January, Spirit Airlines passengers attacked employees, upset for having to verify their bag size. Two employees were hurt. One went to the hospital.
Everybody's in the house, and then you let them out. You know what happens when you let people out of the house? They go crazy. They don't know how to act sometimes.
Two similar situations in Florida this month. And in Miami, three simultaneous fights between passengers started over an issue about standby seats.
No, I guess it's just happening everywhere recently. People are, since they're pent up in their house, they're coming out strong, I guess.
Oh, man, huh?
Three of the four videos we highlighted in that story all involve Spirit Airlines in one way or another. We reached out to the company and did not hear back in time for this story.
Do you think that's it? Everyone in that news story was blaming that people have been cooped up for so long. They're getting out and they're just ready to fight. We always blamed it on mental issues. You know, people's current state seems to be fragile.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just... You know, there are people maybe who haven't flown a lot, and so you're even more on edge because you're flying the cheapest way you can.
Right.
You know, so maybe you're not used to it. Something sets you off.
Plus,
from my experience when I was flying that airline in the past, I didn't realize how they did some of their fees and things like that. So they kind of hit you by surprise sometimes.
Which makes your rage go to level.
So that makes you very upset. And with this, the current circumstances, everybody's sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you got employees that are sick and tired. You got, you know, people on the flights that are sick and tired. And then you hit them with that surprise and they're just ready to start throwing punches.
Yeah, I think I can see that.
You know, that's.
They really need to stop that.
Oh, my God.
Doing that.
They're going to have bouncers on the flights. Bouncers at the gate, bouncers on the flights.
Well, people aren't even afraid to fight the bouncers. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, they'll fight anybody.
Dude, that guy was fighting against somebody the size of a bouncer.
Yeah, I know.
Like, literally,
At one point, that dude was double the other guy's size.
But listen, at one point, that little guy's fighting style was he literally just grabbed him by the ankle. Like, he was just holding on to his ankle.
He's relentless.
Like,
I'll give him that.
What is that going to do
Nothing.
To him?
You're just going to continue to be pounded.
He's going to cut out the circulation to his toes. I'll make your foot go all numb. That'll teach you. And punch me in the face 5 times in a row.
Man, oh, man.
Listen, here's the deal. We've said it through the years. You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah,
you can fly super cheap, but someone could beat the hell out of you.
That's it.
Because they want that seat.
Yeah.
So...
And it always seems like on Spirit, it's never like three people flying together. It's like looks like 12 people flying together. Mm-hmm. So then you're rolling 12 deep in a crew, and then something goes down, and then you're fighting 12 people. You know, it's crazy.
It's going to be bad.
A woman in Ohio who is allergic to bees got stung 10 times, and she is saying it was her Amazon Echo that helped save her life.
Oh, wow.
Here's the story of how this all played out for this woman. There it is. From WJW-TV. Let's listen into the report here, if we can.
I went down with 7 minutes.
The last thing Sarah Norton expected when she went to do some yard work last July was a near-death experience.
Got, like, the little handsaw and was trimming the bushes, and then I felt some burning on my hands.
That burning was a swarm of bees from an underground hive.
Felt burning, like, on my legs and on my back.
After calling her husband, she asked her 2 young kids if they could help her get some Benadryl.
I was trying to get a glass of water, and I couldn't do it. So I knew my motor functions were failing fast.
After a few futile attempts to dial her husband back, Sarah managed to click on his number.
And as soon as I heard his voice, I said, you know, something's wrong.
Come on in.
She showed us where it all happened.
When I got him on the phone is when I collapsed right here on the floor.
Sarah says it was the drop-in feature on her Amazon Echo show, which helped her husband coach her son and neighbor to help save her life.
He was able to walk them through, you know, getting me on my side. At that point, I was blue, foaming from the mouth. They were able to, you know, he was able to coach them on getting the EpiPens and how to use the EpiPens.
Paramedics later told her the way her family and neighbor used the Amazon device, she works for the company, was crucial.
That was the first thing that they said, was just that if my husband hadn't had that quick thinking, I wouldn't have been here.
Sarah had been stung over 10 times, but doctors said the same thing would have happened from just one due to a rare cell disorder.
Because I don't react like normal people, so I won't swell. I won't do that. For me, my blood pressure just bottoms out.
She says life is significantly different now.
Carry multiple EpiPens. I don't leave home without them. Even when we're outside in the yard, they're with me.
But most importantly, thanks to her family's quick thinking and some home technology,
I'm here because Alexa saved my life.
In Uniontown, Alex Stokes, Fox 8 News.
Okay, now just for clarification. She works for Amazon.
Apparently,
Alexa?
That's what they said there.
Oh.
Which I didn't see when I read this question. I didn't realize she worked for them.
If you're trying to gain favor with Bezos, do you think that you intentionally get stung and have Alexa save your life?
That's quite a scheme. Risky scheme.
Yes, it is.
Because you could not make it.
Yeah, I know I have the pen thing, though, and it's just the poor kid who has to traumatically see you foaming. And
yeah, it was just a quick one line here. Paramedics later told her the way her family and neighbor used the Amazon device, she works for the company, was crucial. Like, it doesn't even make sense how they worded it.
I almost feel like it's worded like they're even like, you know, she works for the company.
Mm. You think they want
Like, they're even putting it in there to be like,
We don't know what exactly happened. Bezos.
They wouldn't pay for a news story now, would they?
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Would they?
Well, they don't even have to because there's right. nothing else to talk about. So you just get a girl almost die.
Yeah. I'm sure that wasn't planned, but she called the news. To
yeah,
say,
I know. Yeah, she did.
You know, hey, get some promotion here.
I'm just saying, I mean, like, it's a pretty, you know, because if it trickles up the ladder all the way to Bezos or someone close, maybe you get, so, hey, we're going to start a little GoFundMe type thing. Jeff Bezos just gave you, paid your house off or whatever.
It seems like it's great press for the company. That's for sure. And she works there, so couldn't hurt, I don't think.
Because we've all used some of them, and every once in a while, you're like, please help, or whatever. And it's like, now playing Help by the Beatles.
Help! I need somebody! Help! Not just anybody! No, I'm dying!
Help! That's the last I hear.
As I fade off, yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm so much younger.
Damn
so
you, Bezos! Younger. Damn you!
It didn't work that time.
Guy Fieri has raised $25 million during the pandemic for out-of-work line cooks, servers, and other restaurant professionals, which is pretty amazing. One of the ways he did that was going directly to the CEOs of major corporations and asking for donations. And he got huge sums of money from companies like Pepsi, Uber Eats, and Procter & Gamble. But he went to Amazon. And from Amazon, he got nothing.
Nice.
Not a penny.
Come on.
He said, I'm not into shaming people and telling who didn't donate. That's not my style. But Jeff Bezos didn't help us at all.
Okay. Is this because Jeff Bezos probably has some kind of policy that you have to say no to everything because everyone would go to Amazon? Every single...
Yeah, but they still must make some charitable donations, right? All big corporations do just for the tax write-off.
No, I know. I'm sure they do, but he wants to be in charge of all that. He doesn't want to have people showing up all the time because I'm sure people show up all the time there anyway.
Yeah, but the other companies don't have a problem with it.
I know.
Really large companies that have been around a long time.
I just don't understand. Like, is there any... Like, why would he say no?
I'm not sure.
He hates
Guy Fieri? I don't know.
It was his hair. Let's be honest. It's
all about the hair.
Hair jealousy.
Hair jealousy. Oh, that's hair jealousy.
The sweet Guy Fieri hair.
Yes.
Because he's bald, you know?
He's bald.
Oh. He wants those sweet spikes.
Fieri has straight-on eyes and a full head of hair, and he hates that.
Yeah.
He's got a wingy eye and no a bald head.
Maybe his ex-wife just loved Guy Fieri's cooking. She loved watching him on the show. So now he's like, I am not going to help you out, Guy Fieri.
Think about it. A big-time charity. Comes to Dave, they send their representative Danny DeVito.
Oh no, the charity's
he's not getting
doing.
A penny.
That's it.
He's not getting a penny. Not a penny.
Nope.
That's sometimes. When I come in to save the day and I donate $100 to the cause. Here you go, Mr. DeVito.
James Full's change out of his thong.
Yes.
It's all I have.
I will save
the
day.
It's all my money.
But it's a good use, Mr. DeVito.
Listen, I don't even take the meeting with DeVito.
I know.
DeVito's not getting anywhere near me.
It's an odd thing. That's why I just wondered if they had some kind of, like, listen, with charity, we reach out to who we're going to give our money to. Sorry, that's just the way it is. But this is just another example of that guy, dude, just being a super great guy.
Yeah, that Guy Fieri, who we made fun of for years, because he looks like he's got the douche persona and the douche hair.
Well, he has that nailed.
He has it going for him, but it turns out he's, like, a really decent dude. So you can't, you know, we've learned not to say bad stuff about Guy Fieri. He helped a lot of people out during the pandemic, which is super, super cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
It sucks to be old, unless you're this couple. I feel like these folks wanted to prove they didn't belong being locked up in an assisted living home.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, it's pretty hard to argue with them. An elderly married couple...
Let's go.
...broke out of their assisted living home in Lebanon, Tennessee. Listen to this.
Okay.
It turns out the husband used to be in the military and was trained in Morse code.
Uh-huh.
That trained him to memorize patterns.
He learned the code.
He learned the
code. To get out of the door.
He listened to the staff.
Stop it.
Punch in the key code for the door.
5, 8, 7, 1, 9.
That's all you need is that sweet code, and you're out.
5, 8, 7, 1, 9. That's it. We're out.
It worked.
Come on.
After several unsuccessful attempts, eventually he cracked it, and they got out.
Don't you think it's odd whenever they set up something that's like a keypad and every button makes a different tone? It does seem like you're opening yourself up. It should all just make the same tone.
Well, you don't expect people to be trained and know the military and can figure that out that are living in a home, an assisted living home. You know, usually it doesn't happen. It's pretty.
I know.
But yeah, I guess so. I guess now they'll have to change that.
I even think that, like, at the airport, you know, they've got to hit the code before they open the door to the jetway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the same thing. Like, I saw one. I just watched her hand.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be so secretive hiding that thing.
Like at when you're at the ATM.
Yes, you absolutely. Know? You protect your code.
You don't let anyone see it.
No, I'm always worried there's a blind guy with, like, really strong hearing around trying to get my PIN number. Like, any blind guys around? I'm about to get a withdrawal here.
Any blind guys around? Something I've never thought.
Because I know they've lost their vision, so their hearing is probably picked up. You
exactly.
Know?
So even though this old guy was pretty brilliant and figured out the security code with his Morse code training.
Yeah.
Still, he's incredibly old.
How old slow. Is he?
They don't give their ages.
No?
They just say elderly.
Yeah.
He was slow. They were found just about 30 minutes after they escaped. They were just a few blocks from the assisted living home.
Yeah.
The problem is, when you get out, you can't make a fast getaway.
No, and they don't know anything about Uber.
No, you're right. No. You're right.
Because they could have just...
You can't call anyone.
They could have had an Uber.
The family is just going to drive you right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone you know is gone.
Yeah.
At least they're in there together.
Yeah, for sure. There's one positive. But they want out, apparently. They don't like it.
No.
When you're cracking Morse code, you want out.
Mm-hmm.
The home has actually been found $2,000 by the state for allowing them to escape.
Yeah, you can't have people allowed to just wander off.
They can't just be able to.
Blocks away.
What do you do, though? You can't put him anywhere near the door, right? You can't, because he'll just listen again.
Well, because you have to play music every time you go in and out of the room, so he can't hear the tones for the PIN number.
They're what? Like, Herbert, put on your earphones.
What? No.
Or he pretends he's putting them on.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you can't trust him at this point.
No,
he's
can't.
Too good.
You'd have to move him completely away from that door. He'd be... not be able to be anywhere near the door with the keypad.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for him because I feel like he was a hero for a little bit.
He absolutely was.
He busted them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I could never, none of us could ever do that. But again, we don't have Morse code training.
No.
So that probably plays a little bit into that.
Yeah.
That's amazing though. Like how, maybe 50 years ago he learned that. Wouldn't you say, depending on his age?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still with him to this day.
Yeah.
Enough so that he was able to break his way out.
Yep. Because I don't know how many times you would have had to hear it, you know, to realize, like, what tone. He must have been able to see some stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, 5 is that sound. I know that much. And then he worked it out from there.
Or he hit a number every time he walked by.
Oh.
Right, nonchalantly. To, boop.
Number three. He was hanging around that door. Right.
Just hanging out.
Acting confused.
Herbert, what are you up to? Herbert, back to your room.
So confused.
I'm confused. I keep hitting random buttons here. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Nope. Back to the drawing board.
Herbert,
here they come.
Away from the door, Herbert. Come on. Get away.
No.
What are you doing over there all the time?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh, okay.
Why,
you just like the sounds of the buttons make?
Making music.
Oh.
Ba, 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 da, da,
da, da. He does an amazing jingle bells on the door keypad. It's very festive around the holidays.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. And then he's out. Little did they know.
Man, if they only knew about Uber and stuff, they could have hit the road. Yeah. I don't know where they were going to go anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know what your plan
All the
is.
Money's
at,
tied up into that assisted living home, so it's hard to.
Yeah, they got no cash and no car.
Yeah,
and you're not going to make it very long.
Nope.
No,
but at least they had a sweet half hour of freedom.
Yeah, right? He was just trying to get his hands on some Viagra, and
I'm sure would they give you Viagra in a senior's home?
Depends on if it goes along with their medical condition. I assume, like, if it would affect.
Other things. Other
like
things.
If I'm going to die of a heart attack because
I
take
it. Right.
Outside of that. But if,
you know.
If
worth the risk. My body, my choice.
Like if your dad was in a home and they said, hey, he's asking for Viagra. Or do you give the green light?
I think I do.
I think I do too.
I would.
I have no control over.
No.
You know, why
in
should
fact.
I stop him? If he can have sex, why should I stop him from that? I know it's a weird thing to think of, but. Whatever, it's his life.
I'd hate to have to. By the time
you end up in a place like that, it's like, it's, you know.
Yeah,
physically,
I guess.
It's very difficult to do anything, to even walk or, you know.
I'm thinking of the type of place where, you know, I'm still like, I'm an older man, but I'm still like young enough to get around. Like, I'm just new in there.
You're not thinking of a, like, a
I'm not thinking
like
of like right. a nurse has to haul me out of bed back and forth. Like, I'd still
but
have
these,
a little get me
out. This couple, they managed to walk away, so they couldn't have been in that bad of a shape. I mean,
and they're in there together, so I would assume, if it didn't interfere with his a condition he had, they would give him if he needed it.
Yeah.
He's with his wife, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Blake's with us. Blake has a comment on this. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was just calling in with a story about a guy that would sneak out of an old folks' home and get drunk once a week. I'm an EMT firefighter.
How did he do that?
He just kind of take the elevator down and wait until, like, late at night. There wasn't, like, a lot of staffing, and he just walk out. He wasn't on memory care, so there wasn't, like, a code for the door to get out.
Mm.
He just kind of, like, push his way out, wait for the clerk that was down there to be doing something else, and... Just go down to the convenience store and get a couple tall boys, come back, and they'd have to call us because they thought he was, like, having a heart attack or something. But, you know, like, we were on our way up, and this cop was like, hey, you know, should I bring, you know, he was joking around about a new breathalyzer they got issued and he wanted to use it. And we're like, come on, man, like, we're not going to need that. It's an old folks home. We get up there, and as soon as we open the door, we got, like, blasted with, like, you know, the smell of beer. And he was drunk, man. He was drunk as a skunk. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it like apartments that he lived in, or was it just a room?
No, it was an old folks' home. Like,
yeah,
it was
just
they,
a room.
They had their own,
wow.
They had their own room and stuff. Like, it was like, supposed to be upscale because it's, like, in a nice town and all that. But, like,
yeah.
He just would, and it was, like, weekly for months. And then finally, we went there in the middle of the day, like, because I had the same call night because I was responding from home at the time. After like a month of him just getting drunk, we show up and he's like sober. It's the middle of the day, and we're like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" We're, you know, calling him by name. He's like, "How do you know my name?" I was like, "Dude, he's met like five times, man." Like,
bombed.
He's been so wasted he did not remember you.
He didn't remember us at all. And I was like, "Hey, man, like, you know, we've met a couple times." And he's like, "Well, my wife says I should stop drinking. That's probably a good idea, you know."
Yeah.
So yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
I get it.
Maybe
though.
It's a place like that, something.
Right.
You know,
a little easier to get. Well, they did have a code.
Code.
Well, to me, I think it's like the most boring place you could ever put me.
Oh my God.
That's 100%. The most boring place you could ever put
very
me.
Boring.
Like, I never want that. And I would do my best never to do that to my parents unless there was no other choice, right?
Yeah.
That's, I guess, a lot of these people don't have other choices.
Right.
Someone said they do give Viagra to seniors in nursing homes unless they have memory problems.
Mm.
But if you don't have a memory problem, you can absolutely get Viagra.
See, they had a memory problem, probably, though, that couple.
Yeah,
if
probably.
If they have code, if they're, they're locked in. It must be. But they say we do have to be careful, though, because next thing you know, you'll have rampant STDs, which we've heard before.
Oh, yeah.
Like some of the biggest STD outbreaks happen in seniors' homes.
Do you think a guy just walks out into the hallway with a boner and then he's like busy for the next 8 hours type of thing?
They're lining up. The old broads are lining up.
Oh, my God.
It's
huge.
It's not something I want to think of, really.
No, it's not.
But I do know that if I'm old, I'd probably still want to bang. I should have the right to, unless I don't.
And I have to assume that there's only a certain number of guys even in a home like that that are in shape enough to actually have sex. So if it's rampant STDs, it's the same. It's all the girls having sex with the same one or two guys.
Right, because it's spreading around.
He's giving it to everybody.
You're absolutely right. There's like the Don Juan of the senior home.
Yeah.
Who's making his way through the female population.
Yeah.
God.
That's some guy's life goals right there.
It absolutely is. They've got one guy that can still get a boner, and everybody wants to get with him.
Yeah.
A Florida man is accused of attacking family members with a samurai sword.
Sure.
This happened at a home in Sanford, Florida. When deputies went inside, they found Gary Campbell's mother, father, and sister all suffering from samurai sword wounds.
Yeah, well, those can't be good.
All three of them were transported to a hospital. He used a katana sword.
Katana?
Yeah. Which is kind of a Japanese sword. Samurais use them, right?
Yeah, it's not like the full, I don't think it's like the full gigantic saber, but it's like the half sword, the katana sword.
I'm not sure. I just know that's what Leonardo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would use as his weapons of choice.
Double katanas.
That's the knowledge that you can bring.
That is James's TMNT knowledge he can bring to the table.
I can't bring much to the show, but the little bit that I'm going to bring, it's very insightful.
I have nothing, so Leonardo. At least you have that. Yes.
He's the leader of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, guys.
Yes.
Leonardo leads, okay?
Love that.
He does.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I do believe Leonardo carried one from the
He was in charge of all four.
Turtles.
Yes. He leads. He's the leader. It's part of their theme song.
And I don't think that he had full-size blades, right? Or did he have...
Sure. No, didn't he have two smaller ones?
He had two katana swords.
Yeah.
Kept on his back.
Raphael had the...
He had size.
Yeah,
little size.
Who had the nunchucks?
Michelangelo.
Okay.
He's the party dude.
Yep. And then Leonardo, the boring staff.
Yeah, well, he's the... No, that's Donatello.
Donatello.
Leonardo.
The nerdy one. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
There you go. There's all your
testing.
Ninja Turtle news.
I'll bring you up to date on what Casey Jones is doing next week, as well as April O'Neil. She works for the news. She covers all the Ninja Turtles.
Shredder?
Well, we don't know what Shredder's up to. He might be hanging out with Krang down in the Technodrome down underneath the Earth's crust.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Heroes in the half shell.
Yes.
Turtle power.
Yeah. I'm glad to get that update.
Back to this guy with the sword. Yeah. Officers did arrest him. He's facing charges for two counts of attempted first-degree homicide, one count of aggravated battery. They believe he intentionally attacked his family, and there is his mugshot.
Oh, man, he's...
disturbed, to say the least, right?
Yeah.
Not a good situation.
I don't know why I thought he was going to be like a younger guy doing this, but he's just old and gone. Mm-hmm. Like mentally gone.
For sure.
Yep.
Coming up, it's a white trash alert. What was the guy arrested for doing at Kid Rock's bar? Let's find out.
White trash alert.
Listen, if you're going into a Kid Rock bar.
Yes.
Which
I am.
Know what you're in for. Right?
Yeah.
It's not the linen napkin on the lap, pinky up while drinking tea crowd.
Nope. No, it's not.
You shouldn't be shocked if something like this happens.
Okay.
Saturday night, police in Nashville, Tennessee got a call to come to Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
Okay.
Is that what it's really called?
Yeah, no, that's the full name of
that's
it.
That's the full title of it.
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
My goodness.
The full name of the establishment.
Yeah, it's a big sign.
You'll never believe why they got Gall to go there.
I mean, I could say some stuff, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let you...
Listen, in all my wildest Kid Rock dreams...
Someone drove a monster truck through the front door.
No, that's a good one.
Someone drove an ATV right into the place and was doing donuts. No?
No.
Someone brought all their fishing gear in.
You'll never get this.
Someone put a boat in the...
A guy was partying so hard.
Uh-huh.
And was so into the music. He took off his colostomy bag.
Oh, no.
And swung it around in the air, spraying his feces all over the place.
Is that the proper way to celebrate being a Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Bar and Grill?
Yeah, it is.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate.
I'm a cowboy, baby.
What was that? It got me in the mouth.
He's the P-O-O-G-O-D. Sounds like it must have been a good time there.
Oh my god, the best.
It's like Texas tea.
You just being there.
No, I'm so mad. I mean, that guy, because I put up a fight just to not be there. Like, I'm sure I put up a real fight, but everyone else decided that's the place. And then I get poop in my mouth. You know.
I love this one. Sing it, kid.
I can't
wait any longer. I can't wait any longer. What are you doing, Jimmy? What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing,
Jimmy.
You know what I
want. No, don't. I'm walking on, Jimmy. Don't.
My colostomy bag.
Stop it, Jimmy.
It's full of the rim.
Jimmy.
Time to swallow.
Oh, God, no.
It's like a lesson.
Oh, my eyes. Oh.
Like, you like really think you're a cowboy? Like, I'm catching you by the feet? I'm catching you by the feet with my colostomy bag?
He just lassoed the waitress with his colostomy bag.
Oh, I'm hog-tying, guys.
I think some got in my beer. This really tastes like crap.
Wow. What a bad idea.
Oh, I'd be like,
You'd be there.
Oh, of course I would.
Yep.
Join Chuck at the grand opening of the new Kid Rock Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
There'd be 10 people I'm with. Yeah. 10 people I'm with are like, yeah! And then, you know, I'm...
Everyone, colostomy bags off!
Yep.
What a super spreader event.
I'd rather, I know it's terrible to say, but I'd rather have it. I'd rather catch COVID than some man's poop in my mouth from a colostomy bag. I'll take my chances.
The guy, luckily, he was arrested. One of the cops had to go change because his uniform was covered in fecal matter.
So he was spinning it even when the cops were there.
Couldn't stop him.
You can't stop a guy who's partying that hard, Lee.
Ain't no full party bag. Like a Kid Rock party.
It was a full bag.
It must have been, right? How long do you swing it around and still have
a juice?
Fecal matter
I don't know how much juice is in there, but
maybe it's a real fresh movement after eating at that steakhouse.
Oh, you know there's security camera footage. I would pay to see it. I know Kid Rock Bar will never release it.
Oh, no, they won't.
Why is the name so long at this place, too?
It's Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
I'm like, I'm trying to put it in my GPS.
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Kid Rock's Honky what?
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Okay, I got the Kid Rock Big Ass
Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Honky Tonk Steakhouse, or is it Rock and Roll Steakhouse?
It's too many characters. I can't fit it on the name.
I know exactly. It wouldn't even
just stops
me.
At Kid Rock's Big Ass.
Kid Rock's. It's sending me to the other Kid Rock place.
Now with extra fecal matter.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. That's a bad night at the bar for everyone else.
Real bad night.
Really bad night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I don't know if you saw footage of this next story over the weekend. It seemed to be everywhere. But the fact that this guy reacted so fast make me think a little that he thought it through. Like, if anyone tries to rob me at a gas station, here's what I'll do.
Oh, I might have seen
Did you
clip
see this?
Of this, dude.
I don't know if I have.
A man in Chile was filling his car with gas when a van pulled up.
Uh-huh. A little too close.
And three guys tried to rob him. So he decided to do what I guess came right to the top of his mind, spray them all with gasoline.
He sprayed them with gas, Lise.
As the guys jump out of the van trying to rob him.
It stops that.
He's spraying them with gasoline.
And honestly, this is that little clip isn't even the whole thing.
No, this is
because he sprays inside the van.
The whole clip is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it. So there he is, pumping gas.
Like, how in the world?
This van pulls up on the scene, and three guys jump out and try to rob him. But he's like, not today, bitch!
Yeah.
And he uses the pump
as filling
like
that van.
Yeah, it's bad news.
How are they not dead?
We got to light it on fire to kill him.
No, I know, but I mean, you just think like a spark, something. They're in a running car.
He hosed the guys in the face with gasoline first, and then he sprays the gas inside the van as the side door was still open. The first thief jumped out, got a face full of gas, and retreated. A second guy got blasted in the face while he was still climbing out of the van. The third guy probably got the worst of it because he was only a few feet away when the guy spun around and started hosing him in the face. Then he kept spraying gas into their van as they drove off, so the driver got soaked too.
Fast thinking.
It is.
I'm actually like, is that a woman? Is it a woman?
Who's spraying the gas?
Hard
they
to tell.
Say guy, can't but.
Tell. Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do in the story.
I think it's a guy.
Yeah, I think it's a dude. Yeah, it's a dude.
Okay. All I know is that those guys are lucky that they're not just...
Well, they don't know who they are yet, so they could...
No.
I know they probably would have found a van in smoldering van.
Yes, with people in it.
They probably would have been able to put that together. But I hear what you're saying. Any little spark or something, you'd be terrified.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of those clothes.
I'm driving in a car that is...
I've got, like, the tiniest drip of gasoline...
Yeah.
On me or my shoe.
It's the worst.
As I was pumping gas. Yeah. And the whole car stinks.
Yeah.
And you can't,
you can't get it off.
Nope. So imagine someone spraying a hose full of gasoline into your car.
I didn't realize, I guess, that they shoot out with
Yeah, I was wondering.
Force. You can shoot it all the way the whole length of your...
Well, we don't... none of us have ever tried that.
Should we?
You put it in your tank and you turn it on. You don't see...
Try it today.
I'm gonna pass. Look at this little worm. Just shoot some gas out the side to see what the pressure's like.
Don't do that, because then the poor gas station clerks had to come out there and throw down that sawdust stuff. And,
oh, yeah. I will say that some pump faster than others. And I have... encountered a pump that when I try and do it, just like, you know, you pull the handle and let it do it itself, that it will stop itself because it's going so fast that kind of like the pressure, it backs up, and I'm like, oh man, I can't even do it like that one probably would shoot 25 feet.
Yeah, I've never actually been able to like take the pump and just squeeze the handle and see where it goes.
No one has. I mean, the only time I've ever really done that is like filling up those little portable ones for like my lawnmower or something.
Yeah, but still, even then, you're still inside the plastic container.
Right.
So yeah.
But you can tell the force a little more.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll fill a bunch of stuff up.
Just to see what the force is like?
Yeah.
What the pressure's like?
I want to know how far I can spray. This guy, it's the first time I've seen it used as a weapon like this.
Absolutely, me too. I mean, besides the Zoolander gas fight.
The Zoolander gas fight.
It wasn't really weaponized. That was just fun. This was, it's smart.
Yeah.
I get gas at a shady place sometimes.
Now I know my weapon is the pump.
The guy who pulled up in the van was kind of a moron, though, too. He pulled up to the point where he couldn't even get out of this van, hardly. He's so close to the other car.
Yeah, right.
He's like, oh, geez, how do I get out of here? Oh, I can't. Oh. And then everyone is drenched.
They're drenched in gasoline.
Like, right there, he's filling that car up for, like, three, 4 seconds.
His car, too?
Well, they're going to probably do everything to him. Yep. It's chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had enough guys there to steal the car. That, like, I think that guy right there was on his way to get his keys or whatever, and he drenched him with gas. And if it went in your eyes, I don't even know what gasoline in your face would do.
It's scary, but I'm only going from experience with a Molotov cocktail being thrown into a field, and some of the gasoline came out of the cocktail and hit me, like, right in the eye.
Oh, my God.
Ran straight to the faucet and flushed my eye for, like, 5 minutes, and then I ran straight home and took a bath. And I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I survived.
Yeah.
Someone said Dave will spray somebody with a gas hose and still get shot.
Well, that's probably.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, other people are. These guys didn't seem ready to shoot.
No, it didn't
look the second late. They would have shot, it would have been lights out for them and their crew.
It seems that way. I don't know.
Because that van would have, the fumes, because that's what lights. It's the fumes of the gas. It's not even like the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be on either side of that. I don't want to be the guy pumping gas who's about to get jacked. But I also don't want to be the criminals dripping in gasoline.
But it is true, because we fill up with gas at some questionable places. I do fill my gas up at a couple of these joints where your head is like...
Yeah, you're always
like
looking around.
You hear a noise and you're like, what's going on over there? And
someone said that they pumped gas for 10 years. One time the nozzle fell out and squirted all over my feet. It burned my skin. And all the hair got burnt off as well.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like a really bad thing to get all over you. But
when I was a kid, I worked as a gas station attendant. I used to spray the other attendants with gas. It goes easy 10, 15 feet.
You're fired.
Yeah. I mean, how do you have that job for long?
You know how much paperwork that cost me?
Oh.
Someone said here in Lakeland, Florida, my friend had the same situation happen. He used the gas handle, though, as a weapon first, punched the guy, then drenched him with gas. He was white as a ghost telling me the story.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, of course. You've just gone through hand-to-hand combat.
And again, just trying to get gas.
Just trying to get gas. Yeah. Yes, you'd be white as a ghost. You're not expecting that. Cody's with us. Hey, Cody, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Good. Something happened to your dad with gas.
Yeah, so he was changing a fuel filter on an SUV, and it started to leak out and hit him in the face, so he hurried up and turned his head. And when he turned his head, the fuel actually went into his ear, and he went blind for actually probably about an hour or so. And he got his vision back, but for a second there, we thought it was going to be Ray Charles forever. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it came back, and it was scary, though.
Oh, for sure.
No, it's not the stuff. I mean, you know, it fuels your car.
It shouldn't be going in your
body.
It
comes from the earth. Refined. It's not stuff you can pour on yourself.
Oh, someone said, good thing you didn't prepay. Would have sucked if it turned off before he could spray all three. Right, you're down. You know when it goes real slow at the end?
Oh, yeah, that's...
No!
Like the last 25 cents or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's I don't prepay just because of that last 25 cents.
Right.
Like, I'll deal with it going
over. I pay at the pump, so I never have to deal with that issue if I can. I did encounter a station the other day, though, that was so shady. Like, they wouldn't even let you pay at the pump. You had to go inside.
Yep.
I've never encountered that before.
Oh, no.
I would pull away.
There's some at night that are like that.
This person said that my dad used to make us wash our hands with gas. It was the best thing to wash the oil off.
Well, to be honest, there's like mineral spirits and stuff like that. We would like paint and then you would... And that stuff was flammable. Like, I think you could have done some serious damage to yourself. But yeah, it does get paint off and grease off better than anything else.
This guy stopped a gas station robbery by spraying the thieves with gasoline. Will in Boston has a comment. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So, I've had gasoline all over my face. I was working on one of my cars and I changed my fuel filter. I didn't realize that the gas line was high pressure. As soon as I was, like, pulling it out, and I was looking at it, and I see it start to let go.
Oh, we lost you.
So he sprayed himself in the face.
Yeah, he said it was, apparently told Jason it was the worst thing ever. He had to be rushed to the ER.
Well, if you're looking right into a tube, and then that tube sends gasoline into your eyes, that's no good. Like, James went and took a bath. You know what I mean? Like, it made a young man take a bath.
I had to take a bath. I had to smell gasoline off me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my grandma lives in Texas. Mm. The hose disconnected as she was pumping. And sprayed gas all over her.
Oh, that's the worst.
The gas attendant shut the gas off and ran out with bottles of water to pour it all over her. It did cause skin irritation, but luckily she was okay. Oh, I can't even imagine that. I'm just pumping and then the thing explodes on me.
No.
And then some gas attendant is hosing me down with bottles of water.
That only happens to an old person, I feel like. It's just like a curse. You know?
It's got to be.
That I'm coming out with bottles of water that I'm mad that I now have to write off.
Right.
I gotta write these bottles of water off, you old lady.
You're pouring.
Grab some paper towel from the dispenser over there.
You're pouring the pop that doesn't sell.
Yeah.
Here's some Major Melon. Ooh, yeah. This didn't do very well, did it?
Yeah. Dan, you had a gas can spray you in the face, right?
That's right, yeah.
What happened?
I worked landscaping, and I had a gas can kind of teetering on the... I guess the side of the truck, and it had one of those curly, spouts on it. It fell down, sprayed me in the face, and I went blind for a little bit, but immediately as I got it in my mouth, I threw up.
Oh,
so
God.
It can't be easy for whoever got sprayed there, so.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, instant puke in the mouth.
So it caused one guy temporary blindness.
Yeah.
Instant vomiting on that guy.
Yeah. He even said he went blind for a little bit.
Larry, yours was different. Yours was jet fuel?
That doesn't sound
good. Yeah, so I was in the Navy. I was on the USS Roanoke, and we were getting ready to go into dry dock, so we had to empty our fueling hoses. And we couldn't uncouple this one jet hose. It was in the fueling pocket, so I climbed in there, and I'm straddling it, and I'm pulling on it, and I'm jumping up and down on it, and finally it came loose, and it blew me on my ass, and I'm sitting there, in jet fuel, my whole crotch is on fire, and
oh,
I ended up drinking jet fuel, and it was in my eyes and everything. I got taken up to sick bay, and they flushed all my eyes. But I was walking around for like the next 2 weeks with my legs spread so far apart that my crotch hurt. I was losing skin and everything.
So it just
horrible.
It instantly gave you almost like a chemical burn type of reaction.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like jet fuel.
It was
fuel.
One of the worst things in the world, but it was the best time in the world. Being on a fueling ships out at sea is the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Really, because it doesn't, like, crotch on fire doesn't sound like the best time in the world, well, Larry.
Yeah. It's better than, I mean...
Besides
a fiery crotch, I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ran over our anchor in Hawaii. We hit it with our jet fuel tank. We hit it with our diesel fuel tank. Hawaii wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
You gotta be careful.
That happened in 84. Look it up. October of 84. We got stuck in Hawaii for a month.
All right,
that's
dude.
Not bad.
Thanks for your service.
Take care.
Yep, all right, see
you too, Larry. Larry's still all about the Navy, even though his crotch almost burnt off. Someone sent us an email, and this is a real bad idea. Don't joke around with your partner. This woman said, my husband jokingly went to pretend to pour gas in my face while he was refilling the boat because I poked at him. He accidentally dumped the gas right in my face. Mm. Luckily, we were on the water, so before it could burn too bad, I just jumped in the water. But I thought for sure I was going to go blind.
You imagine, so as a joke, you pour gas over your girl's face?
No. No,
I can't.
That's
the fallout. Like, that's life. That's life eternal. Like...
Oh, you'll pay for that for the rest of your life?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're
for the
bring
rest
that
of your
up
life.
Forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if they're blind.
Well, especially if you're blind. Then, yes. And then obviously you leave. Sorry, you're blind.
And one more call before we move on. Jeff's in Sandusky. Hi, Jeff.
Life has changed.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, we're doing good. What's your comment?
Balls and wieners, first of all.
Yes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Wiener to you.
Yep.
So it was back in the 80s. My dad used to do small engine repair, and he would actually clean the parts of the engine with gasoline. And he'd sit on a bucket with his hands in the gas, cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I thought that sat there, and I thought it was the coolest stuff ever.
Yeah. It was a different time, though, dude. I feel like there was no fear. Are we just all pansies now? Is that it? Or why we're just more aware of what can happen?
I think we just were smarter in some ways.
Yeah.
You know?
In some ways.
In some ways.
Not
in
all,
some
for
ways,
sure.
We're not. I mean, there's still a guy somewhere sitting on a bucket of gas with a smoke.
Yeah, you know sure. what I mean? There still is that guy. He still exists. You'll see the guy pumping gas at the gas station with smoke hanging out of his mouth sometimes. It happens. I remember when they first introduced this business and we thought it was ridiculous. It was a business where you could rent your pool out at your house to people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your house wasn't involved.
Right.
But you could rent out your pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this retired teacher in Colorado made 50 grand in less than 5 months renting out his pool. 50 grand.
Not bad.
What? Here's how he did it from ABC 15. Take a listen.
We don't use our pool all the time, yet we still have to maintain it.
He made a website calling his oasis Splash Fork Pool Grill and Grounds and posted a listing on Swimply. It's like the Airbnb for pools.
It far exceeded our thoughts.
The platform experienced tremendous growth during the pandemic.
By leaps and bounds.
Asher Weinberger, the chief operating officer for Swimply, says it created a win-win situation.
We helped our hosts earn income when most of them were suffering financially.
Some people will book an hour, some people will book 8 hours.
In a four-month span.
I'll get a ding on the phone and there's another reservation.
Ned accepted 500 reservations.
Family of four, let's say, or five. We have had kids practicing water polo here. We've had photographers here.
Extra income.
We ended up making close to $50,000.
And 2021 is already heating up.
Probably paid for half of that
reservations
pool.
Oh, yeah.
Are already in the books. Ned has his work cut out.
In between all guests, we spray down all contact surfaces all around the pool, as well as sanitize bathrooms, doorknobs, faucets, anything that would be touched or used.
To help boost sales, he's also expanding.
We have expanded this year into our whole backyard area where there's a kid's playhouse. I'm putting in a human foosball court.
Money trickling in.
Yeah, so you probably hang on to like bars and you have to kick.
Adiguardo, Denver 7.
Those things are fun.
It's not bad if you don't use your pool. If you could care less about your pool and you want to make that kind of cash.
Right.
Yeah, like if I still, you know, if stuff was different and I lived at my old house and it was just me.
I never ever use the pool.
Right.
You'd make so much money.
Then
you'd have all these people coming to your house.
I would be like, there's a strict no contacting me.
Yeah, but they would. They'd be like, sorry, the pool's broken. The sprinklers aren't on.
I'd have that Nest cam in the backyard.
I'm sorry, but no one is here to help you.
If you made 50 grand in like a couple of months, less than 5 months, he made 50 grand.
Well, don't you think that's why he's like realizing, man, I'm going to pump a bunch of money into this and make even more. Because he will. He's going to make even more.
What if you let dogs in there?
Whatever. For 50 Lisa, grand, Lisa's bring like, your dog in, Lise. Lisa's always looking for a pool. She wrote down, like, she was like, oh, Poolagy or whatever.
Swimply.
Look for a pool. Yeah.
I mean, it's a way, as much as I'd never want to do it at my own place, I get the fact that it's not a public pool, right? You get a pool to yourself.
That's nice, yeah.
That's great. You don't get that
You don't
anywhere.
Have to do the upkeep or the prepares or any of that.
No, just, the other
you just
thing,
go in, do your business, and leave. Mm-hmm.
He had that sweet grill set up, and he even put in his thing. You can use the grill, you can do, you know.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That's a whole, people would love to have that.
It, you know, initially when we talked about this, I didn't think it was a great idea.
Well, because as a pool owner, you just think people are going to trash the joint.
Well, they will. I mean, you came over once, you peed all over my pool.
I did, and right so in it.
I just can't imagine all the other people.
Yeah, wait till you find your first stranger's turd in your pool.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I was thinking that too.
Like, you don't think
how nasty that is.
You really put the damper on that swim you're about to go for. You know? Oh, finally, the day where there's nobody's rented out the pool, I can finally use it and enjoy it.
Oh, but somebody pooped in it.
Because you know they're peeing in there. Yeah. And
of course they are.
It's Colorado, right?
Yeah.
yeah, I just wondered like where he was at, that stuff has gone fairly swimmingly. You know,
Colorado.
Yeah.
I think around here, you'd be just asking for real bad times.
The crazy thing is, so he listed his pool in 2019. He only had one reservation that whole summer.
But then,
pandemic.
People were just looking for stuff to do.
But also, he got smart. He made like a website.
Yep.
You know, probably put it out there.
Let's see if there's any around here.
I wonder how much of a cut that guy's business takes. You know, he made 50 G's, but I wonder how much that, you know, he was on that website.
Let's look up around here. See
what's available.
There's one. No, but that's cheap. That's only $15 an hour. Cheap.
But yeah, okay. No,
I mean, you get what you pay for, right? Like we always say. Yeah,
that's a beautiful.
Wow,
word.
There's one right near me. $15 an hour.
Now that is.
That's 75 an hour.
I'll take it.
Do they let dogs?
Do they let dogs?
Does it say if it's pet friendly?
I imagine that a lot of them are not, because don't you think they'd make a mess?
I don't know if they'd want. I mean, some of them, I'm sure, are fine. If you're a pool lover or a pet lover, you'd be okay with it, I think. Yeah, there's some that are...
Well, yeah, I'd let you come over and I'd let my dogs play with your dogs.
There's one right near you, Lise, with a built-in hot tub, salt water.
That's nice.
$60 an hour.
That's pretty
cheap.
There's
a patio and barbecue to enjoy burgers and hot dogs. There's quite a few out there.
So save me a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Just run a pool.
Yeah, you don't have to get your own pool.
No.
Look, this one's $24 an hour. Nice big pool.
Because I had thought about like renting a house for the summer just with a pool and stuff. Like, I don't know where I'd find that, but I was just like, I just want to, just for a few months, just run a house.
Instead, you can just rent a pool. Because you really only need it for like a couple hours. Couple hours a day.
And honestly, you could rent out a whole bunch of different pools. Like, oh, I'm going to try a different kind of pool.
Until you find the one you like. And then these people are like, wow, that Lisa Way booked 4 hours a day every day.
Every day, the whole summer.
She just books it for 6 months.
book it.
Yeah, it's my summer home. Just a bath pool.
The guy with the pool, that's perfect.
Yeah,
I get a great renter.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I know they're amazing. They're going to come every day. Why would I say no to that?
Yep.
So there you go. If you're looking for something to do this summer and you don't have a pool, Swimply. That's the app where you can see what pools are available near you to rent out. And you might find Lisa Way in yours.
Yeah.
At one point during the summer. You never know. You never know what can happen.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.